Homes on this block, on this side of the block, all four were built by the same man, J. Thornton Herrick, and they were part of a post-Civil War reconstruction project, if you will. You could even say that they were Shelbyville's first planned subdivision. My great-grandfather, J.W., was an interesting man. He was a merchant, and he was also magistrate, a master in chancery in the courthouse. So I think he felt, much like my father did later, that it was very convenient to have a house within steps of the courthouse. My great-grandfather bought this home as it was nearing completion. Thornton Herrick was building one home for himself and the other homes to sell or rent. And the reason this house has the two towers that it does and the big porch is because my great-grandmother thought it was too plain and she wanted those towers to dress it up a bit. My connection with this home is quite deep, I would say. I am very happy to be able to be living here again in my adult life as I was as a child. I feel that this house has had so much of my family history, it almost gives you a sense of immortality, if you will, to be in here. It feels like it's a continuum. I think if you search the records, you might find it may be the only home that's been continuously owned by the same family, direct descendants for this many generations. I don't know that for a fact, but I suspect it might be true. I was married in this house, you know, I'm very sentimental about it.